Irish music is fabulous. We should play more Irish music on the radio. Even though we play, I think, probably the most Irish music on the radio of any big station. Isn't that right, Louis Walsh?
Well, I hope so, because it is an Irish station, Owen.
Well, yeah.
And we're playing to Irish people. You know, how would you feel if we brought in English DJs?
I think there's an English DJ on TXFM or something, isn't it? I think she's very good. But you're right.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
We're I know, I do.
And we've got so many great new bands, so many great new artists, singers, songwriters, you know?
Louis, you are preaching to the converted here.
Records.
You are preaching to the converted. We played the new Hometown early. We played the new All Twins there. We got the Coronas. We got Codeline coming up. We're playing a little bit of Dahi later on.
And Shane and Nadine.
Well, that's the next song
they're
we're going to play.
Irish, that. You know.
Yeah, that's the next song we're playing. Hey, Louis.
By the way, Hometown, the album is out tomorrow.
It is out tomorrow.
They're on the Late Late Show tomorrow night. And they're doing signing tomorrow in Dundrum. And they're in Swords on Saturday at 12. And Tesco and Naas at 4.
I have all this information. I'm going to read it out explicitly.
Because I'm the manager of both acts. Owen, how did you get this job?
Listen, I slept my way to the top.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell me who. Name them out.
No, I can't, Louis. Sure, look, RTE have run it. They don't pay out the big figures anymore. You know what I mean?
But I mean, you've been trying for this for years.
Yeah, well, I remember I went to you and I was not doing the media thing and I asked could I choreograph...
My girl group.
Yeah.
You left a note on my Jeep.
I did.
So you're a choreographer, you're a DJ and you're on TV.
Yeah, but
it just goes to prove if you try hard enough, eventually it'll happen.
If you
know?
Throw enough at darts, Louis, something else.
Yeah, exactly.
But you told me, right, when the girls were together. So Louis Walsh had a girl band a while ago.
Two girl bands, it didn't work.
But they were very good, by the way.
They were brilliant. Belfar were incredible, so were Wonderland. Well, I did work with girls a lot, but listen, the less we talk about that, the better.
But you're still talking to Nadine, right? Obviously.
Of course, she was the voice of Girls Aloud.
Were Girls Aloud a terror then?
She was just an amazing singer, and now she's even better. And the Duet with Shane proves that.
And we're going to play that presently.
They're on Ray Darcy's show on Saturday night.
Who?
Ray Darcy.
Never heard of him.
He's got a TV show, a big TV show.
All right.
You know?
Louis, when you were... Because you know the way you've got Argy Bargy with Cheryl now? Yeah. Did you like her, though, back in the Girls Aloud days?
They were all really nice at the start. All bands are nice at the start.
Okay.
They all love each other. They're all going to be best friends at the start. Then there's the middle bit. Where they get the girlfriends and the boyfriends and all that. And they're in their ears. That can be a bit of a problem.
So how long then?
There's the end bit, you know, like as in One Direction at the moment, where they all kind of fall out but pretend to be happy.
Oh, is that your in-depth reading into the situation?
It happens to every band in the whole world.
How long do you give Hometown before they fall out?
I don't know.
Okay, but they're all friends at the minute.
At the moment, because they're all from the country, you see, you know. They're not dubs.
Okay.
They're from the cultures like me. They're from Galway and Mayo and Tipperary and Kildare and stuff. And they're very grounded. They're in Scotland today. And they've just put the new video up on YouTube.
Is it going to happen for them, Louis?
I hope so. I'll do my best and they'll do their best. But you see, we don't have a Simon Cowell type person behind them. We don't, so we're doing it all ourselves. It's like the old-fashioned way, out gigging and working. No big TV, no big Sven Gally.
But surely you brought them to Simo. Was he not feeling them, or did you want to do it yourself?
No, I went a different way. I went to Colin Barlow in Sony. He signed Codaline and stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, but like they're real singers. They're not like I just threw them all together. I auditioned 1,000, and the voices are brilliant.
I know. I think they are going to be big, and the album is
But they're going to earn it the old-fashioned way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, good. Which is the way to do it. Hard graft, and then you'll appreciate it more at the top, won't you?
The album's really good. It's a great pop album, as is Shane's. There's two great pop albums that I'm working on at the moment. Two amazing pop albums.
We'll talk about Shane in a sec. Here, listen, Louis. There was a lot of stuff going around saying that you had been offered £500,000 to go on I'm a Celeb.
Actually, Owen, I was offered a lot more. A lot more.
And listen, how do you turn down that kind of cash?
Oh, it's kind of public humiliation, isn't it? Doing that show, bit like The Voice in Ireland, you know, kind of public humiliation. You don't want to be there, but you're doing it.
Okay,
you know what
Well, Louis's sticking the boot in now, because he can. Here, but listen.
I know I can.
Did Simo call you up, though, Louis? Because that's
the thing. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. He told me not to do it. And I said, Sam, I'm offered a lot of money. And he said, oh, don't do it, darling. You know, he said, it's not good for your credibility. He said, I've probably got something else for you, you know.
Would you be scared to do it because Simo said?
No, but I mean, I do listen to him because we have serious conversations and we've got silly conversations. Most of the silly ones are on TV, but we have like normal ones at 2 or 3 in the morning.
And he says he's got something else for you?
He said he'll probably have something else for me, yeah.
But didn't you recently at a charity auction pay 20 grand or so to be on the X Factor?
He did. I was at a big event for Simon, and there was one of the prizes was to sit in on the judging panel for a few hours. And he bought it for 20,000, but then told everybody about, listen, Owen, he'd have to pay me 20 grand to go and sit on it this year. It's just not what it was. Look at the viewers.
But and do you think that's just because X Factor is tired, or is it just missing the magic Louis sparkle?
I think he's tweaked it too much, the whole show. I don't think it's because of me or Dermot. I just think it's everything. Just people here are not watching it like they used to. You talk to anybody, they're just not watching it.
What do you make of your replacement, Mr. Grimshaw?
Well, he's a radio DJ, you know. They don't make great TV personalities, do they? Hello? Have you watched The Voice Ireland?
Hey, Louis, you're giving us an awful hard time. I think it's very entertaining fodder.
Well, you've never had a hit record from us.
Well, no, I personally haven't. So there
not
you
even
go.
The top 100, probably.
Hey, The Voice UK has never had a hit record.
I know. Yeah. I know, I was never on it, Owen. It was the other show I was on.
There's an article in today's Irish Mirror. It says, it's ludicrous.
I saw it.
But we need him back on TV.
Yeah?
What do you make?
It's funny.
It basically says you are the hottest property in television, Louis Walsh, and nobody wanted to admit it when you're on the telly, but now that you're gone, they miss you like they never thought they could.
I don't think I am. I don't even want to be a TV person. I wanted to get into the music business. I didn't want to get into the TV business. That's really been honest with you.
You enjoy yourself so much when you're there, don't you?
Well, I did on Mario's show last week. Did you see it?
I certainly did.
It was funny, and he's absolutely brilliant.
Mario did a better Louis Walsh than Louis Walsh did.
He does a better Miriam than a Miriam.
That's very true.
And he does a great gay barn as well.
Hey, have you met Miriam in the last while since you've done that?
No, but I often bump into her in Ranelagh because both of us live close by and we go there.
Does she enjoy that stuff?
I'd say she loves it.
Yeah.
It's flattering, you know. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. On someday somebody will be taking you off.
Oh, well, Mario did me last year with the hair and the... Yeah, yeah.
And people know who you are.
Why is Louis Walsh being so mean to me?
I'm just being honest.
What have I ever done to you, Louis? What have I ever done to you?
I forgot we're on the radio.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's very nice. Hey, well, I tell you what, I'm going to read you a sentence then from the Irish Mirror. Now, ultimately, it's a compliment, but they get to it a very roundabout way. They go, they say you don't know what you've got till it's gone, and I think we all know just how true that is now, don't we? We've learned the hard way, because although he seemed like the most irritating, irrelevant idiot to ever curse our screens at the time...
That's you!
Now we've lost him, it turns out we're wrong! Louis Walsh is actually TV gold!
That's you, Owen, I think.
Ah, Louis.
But then they don't know you in England, so it's not you. Okay. So, have you started The Voice yet?
Ah, yeah, we're filming away, we're filming away.
God, why?
Because we're having a great time, Louis. And listen, you're the one who's always banging on about Irish talent and how good it is, and it needs a platform. Codaline started on a TV talent show. I remember.
I remember. I was on the show. Yeah.
Oh, were you on it?
Yeah. It was the whatever you call it, Eurostar.
Eurostar. That's right. Louis, are you going back to X Factor? That's what people want to know.
No,
they want you to go back and rescue.
Not this year. Definitely not this year. I'm up for quite a few other shows, to be really honest with you.
Oh, really?
In the UK, yeah, for next year.
Like what kind of stuff?
Not telling you. Wow. Not necessarily music or music shows, music-driven shows. I've been offered a good few, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be doing something with Anton Deck early in the new year as well, but I can't really talk about that. I've a load of offers. I was talking to RTE, but I haven't heard back from them, but nothing new there.
Okay, we'll get someone to give you a call.
Nope, well, they're a bit late.
Here.
But listen, did I mention that Hometown were on The Late Show?
They are on The Late Late Show and their album...
Street. On the 4th of December. Oh, and you should come in and have a look.
Absolutely. Oh, I think they're fab. Vicar Street, the 4th of December. They're doing their signings.
In Dundrum.
Dundrum on the 20th, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 5. Swords at 12 o'clock on Saturday. And Tesco and Nace at 4.
There you go.
And Shane is in the Olympia. He's in Cork and the Olympia. Cork Opera House on the 18th and Olympia on the 19th of March.
It's all go in
it's
the land of Louis.
It's all go, and they're on TV. They're on the two big shows the weekend, The Late Late Show and The Darcy Show.
Are you loving it, Louis, being back in the managerial saddle?
Yeah, I much prefer that. And I can be at home in my pyjamas talking to you and looking pretty rough rather than being on TV, you know?
Are you in your PJs right now?
Always.
Do you have silk PJs?
No, silk is for older people. I'm not that old.
Well, you're looking very
anyway.
Well.
Mentally. So I'm glad you're playing Irish records. That's a really good thing.
Next time you're on the Late Late Show, will you say that we're playing, because you're always moaning about 2FM, but you have to say that
no,
we're playing loads of Irish records.
No, I don't about 2FM, because Maureen and Dan, who run it, they're Irish and they get the whole Irish input.
Okay.
They absolutely get it.
Good.
No, I'm not moaning. I'm all about other stations who all sound the same. But you're not one of them, honestly.
Thank you very much, Louis Walsh. Hey, Louis, I haven't heard this the Shane Fyle and Nadine Coyle song. This is the first time I'm going to hear it. Is it awesome? Is it going to do business?
They were on Lorraine, and they're on the Darcy Show Saturday.
Well,
and did I tell you he's in Cork Opera House the 18th of March and the 19th of March in the Olympia?
Well, you just did. Now everybody knows.
Everybody. Well, I hope you got listeners. And you're going to play the duet.
We are. We've loads of them, Louis.
You're not a choreographer anymore, no?
Oh, no, I'm getting fat now, Louis.
And were you really a choreographer?
Yeah, I was in Broadway Dance Center in New York after I finished my degree. I went over and then was choreographing some singers. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, Louis, it all went... I got the big fat cat job.
Where?
What?
Where?
A home for me, mammy.
Okay.
Right, you're being very mean, Louis.
Listen.
Hey, listen, we're going to play Shane Fyle and Nadine Coyle. Hometown, the album is out on the Late Late Show tomorrow. It's always
Baker
a pleasure.
Street, 4th of December. I think that's nearly sold out.
Is it?
You have to come in.
Oh, I'd love to.
And you're on The Voice with Keane and Bressy.
You say one more thing. You should come and do a cameo. The last time you did a cameo on The Voice, Louis, you messed it up. Do you remember?
Yeah, because live TV. But yeah. I'll definitely keep an eye on it.
Yeah, well, you had one job. You had to announce the winner of our talent competition and you said the wrong name.
Hey, Ollie Murs did it last week.
He did. That was unfortunate. Hey, how are Ollie and Caroline doing, do you think?
I think they're great. Yeah. I really do. I love her. I think she's a real tomboy.
Okay, fab.
I think she's doing... I think the talent on the show is good. There's a girl called Louisa, very good, and there's a guy called Che. They're really good.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm delighted that you're enjoying yourself. You're in flying form.
And I'm glad you're working.
Well, thank you. I'll never stop. Here, best of luck with all the hometown stuff. And this is the first time we have played the Shane Fyle and Nadine Coyle.
Not the last.
Not the last by a long shot. It is called I Could Be. Louis Walsh, you're a lovely man.
Thank you, Owen.
Love you.
Keep in touch.
Bye, Lulu.
Bye. Bye.